USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
No one is escaping inflation in America. The worst it's been in decades. Everything is more expensive, including food for our tables. Beef is up 20%, pork nearly 17%, and chicken over 9% higher now when compared to a year ago.
I was sitting in my kitchen yesterday. My wife was there with her sister and a good friend, and she was saying, do you realize it's over $5 for a pound of hamburger meat? $5? It's $5 compared to less than $4 before the pandemic.
On Monday, two armed drones approaching U.S. troops in Iraq were shot down without incident. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the drones, but footage of the drones showed debris with writing that said, Soleimani's Revenge. Soleimani was killed in a U.S. airstrike 2 years ago that struck his convoy and ordered by then-President Trump as Soleimani was planning his next terrorist attack. New reports coming out of the Middle East, two more lethal drones were shot down Tuesday morning. USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Elizabeth Holmes, the founder and former CEO of blood testing company Theranos on Monday, was found guilty of conspiracy and fraud.
The former CEO and founder of Theranos has been found guilty on 4 charges centering around wire fraud. Elizabeth Holmes faces up to 20 years in prison as well as a fine of $250,000 plus restitution for each count of wire fraud and each conspiracy count. Holmes claimed to have revolutionized blood testing but faced allegations she intentionally lied to investors, doctors, and patients about her company's blood testing capabilities. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Nassau County Police are reporting Long Island teacher Laura Russo was arrested for illegally injecting a 17-year-old boy with a COVID-19 vaccine at her home without the teen's parental consent. She still has a job but has been reassigned from her classroom duties. She is due to appear in court on January 21st. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The Biden administration's COVID-19 plans are making the pandemic's effects worse. So says New York Republican Representative Nicole Malliotakis on Newsmax.
And one of the things that I've been saying is that the president should be more focused on ensuring that we have an adequate supply of the monoclonal antibodies and also push the FDA to approve those treatments that have been sitting there waiting for approval. So I think that this president has done an awful job, and you see it in the numbers. More people have died this year under President Biden than we saw under President Trump, and he had the vaccine, the benefit of having the vaccine this year, and we still saw those numbers skyrocket. Okay. So I also believe, though, that we have to return to normalcy, and the only way we're going to do that is if we focus on those treatments and therapeutics, making sure the hospitals are equipped to treat people that are sick. And also, we can talk about mandates, too, if you want to, but that's going to be a big thing that's coming up January 7th at the Supreme Court, and many of us in Congress, over 180 of us, have signed an amicus brief in support of the lawsuit against these mandates, because we know here in New York that the mandates have hurt us tremendously. Our ability to recover, we have twice as number of the unemployment than you see nationwide.
Right.
We have very slow recovery, and it's because a lot of these mandates that are forcing people to not return to work.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.